On page Kuf Mem Vav, or Kuf Lamed Zayin, depending on your taste. Va'im Avarotz L'Mitzvah Kala. Kuf Mem Vav. Va'omar Avarotz L'Mitzvah Kala. Kine Yodam Abayreach Midover HaMafchidai. A person who runs away from something that frightens him, L'Yufi Rai V'Pachat Ken Yigdol Merutzasai. Depending on the level of fear that he has, it will be the speed of his running when he tries to escape it. Im Raiva Pachad Yarbe Murutsasa Ivemaat Yamit. The Im Harats Lakabal Taiva. Same thing if you're running to something good. Fi Gaidla Taiva, Yamarutsa. Depending on how good the Taiva is, so too will be the speed of the person running after it. Ach, Im Amelativa Olarutz, Ayana Khaishishla is a Dava Hurats. If the king told him to run for something, to get him something, then if he's doing it because he wants something, then it depends how important it is. But he's doing it because the king said so, so it doesn't matter what the thing is. If he's doing it because the king said, go get it, he'll get it no matter what. What's the point? The point is, there's no difference if it's a mitzvah kal or mitzvah chamura. If you're doing it for the schar of that mitzvah, the bigger the mitzvah, you run faster. But if you're doing it because it's Ratzon Hashem, at the end of yesterday's discussion, we said this idea, a person should daven because he wants to fulfill God's will. So he compares it now here. So then he'll run no matter what. The king says, run away from something. If his purpose is to do what the king said, it doesn't make a difference if staying there will bring him a problem or not. If you're running away from an avera because of the fear of its sin, then your speed depends on how terrible the thing you're running away from. That might be. But if you're doing it because it's God's will, then you'll be running at the same speed. Either way, so we see clearly that when it says it's not true what people say, that we don't know what a mitzvah kala is. We know in general that certain mitzvahs are chamura, something that's a worse einish is chamur. But he's saying to run for a mitzvah kala chamura, because if you're running for Ratzon Hashem, then there's no difference. A person should realize that to be mishamish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wonderful, choshkein, HaMelech Hashem Tzvaka, if a melech boss of Adam, certainly for God, So he comes here to an end, and what he focused on was the idea of rushing to a mitzvah. Now,
for him, that's not
a
chamura.
Okay,
that's, for him, that's not a
chamura,
because it's certainly something he's not
going
to do. But waking up
brother
for davening,
maybe it should depend on the level of Yetzirah.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, he's going to run to a mitzvah. If he likes the mitzvah, he'll certainly run. If it's a big mitzvah, he'll certainly run. The day someone makes a bris for a child, he wakes up on time, he doesn't sleep late. And when he has to go shachris, so then he might sleep late. So we're saying you should run for the shachris just like you run for the bris, because they're both equally what you're commanded by God.
So it's a chok, but you don't know why you're doing it, the shachris.
Most mitzvahs are chokim, and we don't know the reason. It's true. And does a chayk make it a bigger mitzvah, a smaller mitzvah? It's the whole spread. But nevertheless, a chayk would be the type of mitzvah that a person should run after it just because it's Hashem's will. Not because he understands the reason. Now, there's an idea that there are two reasons people run. There's what is sometimes called hazman daichikas ha'adam, and ha'adam daichikas hazman. There are two reasons people rush. One, the time pressures the person, and one, the person pressures the time. The time pressures the person is when you have a certain amount of things to do, and you don't have enough time to do it. So that's the typical type of rushing. That's not a, it's not an elevated type of rushing. No one chooses to rush that way. You get stuck. It's Erev Shabbos. The five things have to be done before Shabbos. So you're rushing. That's called Hazman Dechikas Adam. That's a rushing that's not preferred, not desirable. You're stuck. You gotta rush. There's a second type of rushing, which is called Ha'adam Dechikas Hazman. A man has enough time. But he wants to, he's so eager to do it that he's rushing to do it. The example would be if you have a supermarket. So you have Friday afternoon, right before closing time, so it's crowded. I was once in a supermarket in Borough Park, my youth and my Borough Park days. It just hits me. I was in Landau Supermarket on 18th Avenue, right before Shabbos, and they had, I don't know, three or four cash registers, and there are lines. Someone calls out, "Mr. Landau, why don't you have six cash registers?" So Mr. Landau screams back. He says, "Because I only need it the last half hour before Shabbos. You know, I don't need six cash registers all week, just this half hour." So see, there are times where the supermarket is busy because you're running out of time. Now imagine if somebody has a store and the president is visiting town. He's going to come to your store. He's going to buy something in your store. So, you know, the president comes, his entourage comes. So you scramble to do whatever needs to be done for them. You know, if it's a restaurant, they sit down, you rush to do. Now, you're not rushing because you're out of time. You have enough time. That's called the Adam Dechikas Hazman. The time is not pressuring the person. The person is pressing the time. The person wants to get it done. So that's the idea of elevated type of rushing. You rush because of your appreciation of the thing you're doing. On Pesach, we have an idea of Chippazayin. We remember B'Chippazayin, it's Asa Mitzrayim, do it B'Chippazayin today. Now, if you once did something because you're running out of time, there's no reason you would commemorate that. I was in a rush then, remember that time I was running out of time? So let me rush again, it won't make any sense. But if you rushed then because it was so chashuv to you, it was so important to you, so then you'll rush now again. You'll do the same thing to be able to do it that way. So this is the idea of Havirats that he's talking about here. He says, run to do a mitzvah because Hashem said do it. So, Ha'adam Deichik says, man, the person pressures the time. That's a good type of rush. And we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Who are you, Aymer? Who's the one speaking? It's a long time since we learned it. But, Ben Zayma. Okay, I don't often quote it. Who are you, Aymer? Ati boz l'chol adam. Oh, so it's interesting here. The simple meaning, Alti boz, what? Was it Ben Azay? Sorry. Oh, Ben Azay, sorry. So he is quoted, okay. But as I said, Alti boz l'chol adam. Don't treat anybody shamefully. Don't think this person, this is simple meaning, it's not going to be Chaim Lozen's explanation. But Alti boz l'chol adam, the taich that's usually given, is don't take any person and think he's insignificant and treat him improperly. Alti maflig l'chol davar, same thing, don't exaggerate or don't make light of anything. Every person has his hour, and everything has its place, has its time and its place, where it's needed. So everything is important at some time. Rashi, in this week's parasha, when Yaakov sits up in honor of Yosef, he brings an Aramaic expression, talo bi'idna sagidle, that even a, what's a tala, fax in its time, bow to it. Everything has its time, and don't make light of anything, because, you know, who knows when you're going to have to come on to it. That's really a very selfish thing. He's saying here is don't belittle someone. You may need him someday. So, okay, look, if that's the way to get you to have good midas, I guess I'll take it. But that's why you should treat someone nicely, because someday you'll need him. It's a little self-serving. Now let's see how he says it. He has a whole different explanation. Yeah, that's what I would think. That's not the simple pshat. It's Mishnah. Okay, Rechaim V'Lajner here talks about Lashon Hara. Says this Mishnah is telling us Hilchas Lashon Hara. We never thought this Mishnah is telling us Hilchas Lashon Hara. But let's see what he says. Let's see what he says and see how it fits into the Mishnah. Al Tibaz, Al Derech Maim Chazal, Hai Lishna Bisha. Someone says Lashon Hara. Avagav de Lekabula Eloi Mibai, even though you're not allowed to accept it as true. Lemechish Mibai, but you have to be chayshesh, you have to worry that it might be true. For Rayosam, Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia, as you know, is the governor of the remnants of the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael after Nebuchadnezzar. And someone told him that there are people out to assassinate you. It was not Makaba. It was supposed to be Makaba. But it was a chayshesh. He should have said, I don't believe you, but I'll take a precaution just in case. But he didn't. He rejected it totally, didn't protect himself, and he was killed. So we say he did wrong. You are supposed to, if someone says something, if someone says that this person is looking to harm you, you have to be chayshish for it, even though you're not supposed to believe it. Now, we say, now listen to this, Ein Adam Nechshad B'davar Ella Imkein Asa'i. This is a little sobering. When I was reading this earlier, I was thinking about myself. You know, somebody accused me of something, which, and then I read this. I had an incident with someone about a year ago. He accused me, I mean, not the worst thing in the world, but it bothered me. You know, I felt he should have known me better than that. And it says here, Ein Adam Nechshad B'davar Elam Kein Asa'i. A person, it doesn't happen that someone accuses you of anything unless you really did it. Im lo yasa kulai, asa miktsasai. If you didn't do it totally, you did it partially. Im la hirabali balasis, you at least thought about it. God wouldn't be mistaivev that you'd be accused of something. If not, that there was at least some thought in your mind, some shayrish of it. Now, what follows from that? Ine. Im yem lecha adam shechavercha misnachim alecha lasis lecha ra. Someone accuses Reuven. Someone says, Reuven wants to hurt you. Now let him accept it. You can't take revenge from him or embarrass him. Key, now you're going to say, well, if he's being accused, he must have done it. No, maybe he was ma'ar. That's why he's chashed. The nidlo b'ya writes the last is kach. People are thinking he wants to do it, but he's not. So how do you feel about the guy? Let's say someone is accused of trying to hurt you. So you tell yourself, hey, he's not really planning it, he's just thinking of it. Well, I wouldn't be too happy about that either. So Chaim V'Lajah says, this is what you should do. May atzmucha tov in zayis. Think about yourself. Ki gam ato kamim po'amim. Yei delavavcha sherar telasis dover avel v'lo yasisa. Never happened to you that you had a thought about doing something you didn't do, and something wrong, you didn't do it. Don't assume he won't do it. And guard yourself from him. Maybe he will do it. How's that fit into the Mishnah? Someone tells you that this guy is out to get you. So, Alti Baz L'Chaladah. Don't be mevaze. Don't take it out. Don't treat it as if he's taka doing it. Even though you feel that he deserves it, don't do it. He was chashed only because of hearer believer. So alti baz l'chaladam. If someone accuses someone, don't give him a value. Don't say it's an exaggeration. Alti maflik l'shon haflog is an exaggeration. So if someone says somebody wants to get you, don't be mevayish and don't take revenge. And don't say it's an exaggeration. There's nobody who doesn't have a bad moment. So maybe he's chashed because he had a bad moment. But he won't do it. Bomber. Alti mafli. Don't consider it an exaggeration. It has happened in the past that people have hurt each other. L'chein shmar nafshecha. So out of left field, pshat in the Mishnah, it's telling you, if someone tells you that someone wants to hurt you, don't go in either extreme. Don't take revenge. Don't be mavaz to the person. On the other hand, don't say it's an exaggeration. You got to watch that. The expression, kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. Give him honor and be worried that he's a chashon, that he's really going to do it.
How did the poison grow when you meet that person?
I don't know. It was a funny thing. Someone accused me of something. For some reason, showing paperwork was incorrect. But, I had to get a check from a certain account that somebody accused me of taking improperly. So I go to the bank, get a copy, and send it to him and show him that the check was to such and such, you know, it was for a certain purpose that had been agreed upon. But it bothered me that the person would accuse me, should have known me, you know. I do a lot of wrong things, usually because I'm impatient. But I don't write out checks to myself that I don't deserve, you know, it's like, you know.
So, but according to what he's saying in the Mishnah,
he said bothered me. I don't know, I was thinking about it when I was learning, I was preparing this today. Was I Maharab Alei? I guess I was. I have to be the truth of that. I don't know. Funny thing. Well, another paragraph. A yomer or another pshat. Ati baz l'chala adam ratzalayma loshin gezel. Baz could be a loshin of stealing. Maloshin v'yisrael abayzizim. Hakavana. Lo yigzal af sholayim ani. Don't steal the peace of a poor person. Kamayim rechachamein uzgan avracha. The Rambam used to say, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, "Al tigzal dal ki dal hu." Don't steal from a poor man because he's a poor man. So what does it mean? It sounds like if you're going to steal, break into a rich guy's house. But you're breaking into a poor guy's house, you know, he's got nothing there anyway. So I don't think that's what Shlomo HaMelech meant. So Rambam teached, they're poor people. They go around collecting. These people say, he's not really poor. You know, he's got money under his mattress. So, al tigzal dal. Don't steal his poverty from him. Kita, what's he got? He doesn't have anything. Money he doesn't have. Fancy things he doesn't have. All he has is that he's a poor person. So don't steal his poverty from him. So he shouldn't even have that. Okay. We have time. Yeah, let's finish the last paragraph on the Mishnah. Ein lecha davar she'en lezman. So, yesh mefarshim kamay dibor. There's no word that doesn't have its place, its time. Kamay shomer Chaim Vital. As you know, Chaim Vital was the Talmud of Arizal. He was the Talmud of Arizal for a year and a half, I believe. And he wrote everything he saw. And that's all we have from the Arizal. Everything from Chaim Vital. And like, they want to know how the Arizal behaved on Shemitah. Nobody knows. So Chaim Vital wasn't with him in the Shemitah year. So, you know, you can't know how he did it. Our whole Messiah on the Arizal comes from Chaim Vital. At any rate, he says, "Kama shomer of Chaim Vital. Kim kol dibor nasa rishim olamayla." Every word makes a mark upstairs. V'aremez lezeh. Lo yachel devaray k'chol yetzim mipiv yaseh. Don't let your words become chulin, become wasted. Do whatever you say, climber. Fill kol dibor kala yaitzim epiv oisereishim lamala. He's teaching kala yaitzim epiv yaseh. Whatever comes out of your mouth does something. There's no wasted word. Lezek kibnu rabbi seinu zecharin levracha b'kam b'kayim is b'loshin yirashamayim mayirashamayim retzenam layma yorei mekilkul shenaseh b'shamayim. Did you ever hear this? Usually we say yirashamayim, you're afraid of heaven. He says you're afraid of the damage that's happening in heaven by saying the bad word. It's going to make a roshim up in heaven. So you're a shemayim, you're worried about the effect of a bad action in heaven. Mentions the higher worlds, which it affects. According to the level of the world, there's a kilkul tikkum, a mitzvah, a sifim kayach, papa shemaya. You do mitzvahs, it adds power in heaven. The Gra, I think, wrote to his wife about wasted words. Just think to write about your wife. He said, I think his lashon is that it's a malach that takes all, every word a person says and does something with it, makes use of it. So he tells his wife, you know, don't waste too many words. He said, don't waste any words. But for us, at least, don't waste too many words. So every word makes a rush. It's an extreme view. You know, the Rambam doesn't agree with this. The Rambam writes that there are five types of words. There's mitzvahs and aveiris. Then under mitzvahs, there are desired words. May not be an out-and-out mitzvah, but it's Ratzon Hashem. And there are bad words. That are not Ratzon Hashem, not aveira, but neged Ratzon Hashem. The Rambam says there's in between. There's stam words. He says, for example, admiring architecture. He gives that as an example of Devarim Shachayel. If you admire architecture, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just parif. So the Rambam accepts that there are middle things, there are things, there are parif things a person could do in this world. The strong Bali Machshavas say, nothing's parif. Everything is either God's will or not God's will.
Chavis
Alvavis, very much so. Okay, so I guess it depends what Madrega you're on.